Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour. This is our overview of what's going on for this past week. The idea of somebody like the folks at Talkers Magazine who do a great job of surveying what's going on in the news talk radio world, listening to stations, talking to program directors to come up with a list of the top 10. So we have the lists of people and stories, and we have Jennifer Horn here from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day Show. That's where she became famous here first. Jay, you can become famous, too, by being
on this program. Oh, very nice.
Famous, yes. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the countdown lists. I suppose we start at number 10. I think that if I were making this list up, I guess I would, we all have different points of view because we on the Good Day program don't necessarily talk about all of these things. We don't grind up what a lot of the news talk stations, like Jennifer, when she's on, she has pleasant conversations, but most of the stuff is a grind.
Oh, yeah, we just grind them. We just grind them up.
Grind them up.
I think what we do is we just take that meat and we just throw raw meat at our audience.
Right, raw meat. Right. There it is. So speaking of grinding, Brittany Griner, got it? I'm feeling very clever there. Yeah, right.
But you want to know what's funny is that when this story broke, which was, Thursday morning?
When you were on the air and I was out the air.
Well, no, I was just waking up and I went, oh, boy. Because, no one had really talked too much about it. There was a lot of warning. There were some rumblings, but not much more than that. And so, I use auto, the voice into your phone, and I send it to my team saying, good morning. Please grab the Griner audio from, from today, because Biden was getting ready to speak. We'll lead with it. And then I get a bunch of laughing emojis and realize that the voice correct had made it Griner audio, which happens to be a gay dating site. So,
yeah.
So, and don't you get that spelling, by the way?
But that's another thing. Number 4 is Twitter and social media and stuff on the story list this week. Don't you get tired of using, there is pluses and minuses to having this, all the social media and all of the devices and all this stuff. I get so GD tired of sending a note to somebody with something specifically I'm trying to say and the autocorrect. Who the hell are they to tell me or to tell somebody else when I'm sending a note what it is that they think I'm thinking?
Especially when it changes with the wrong spelling.
Yeah, right. So they drop dead. Okay, that's what we. Number 4.
Like it looks like you don't know you're there, and there. That's embarrassing, even when you do.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So anyway, there's not much more to be said about the freedom for Brittany Griner. The negotiations went on for a long time. I would think it would have been very difficult, given our relationship with Russia, that we came up with this deal. But the other side of it is
they want this guy back, though. During their conflict, I mean, here's the thing. This is a mixed bag. I'm very happy for Brittany Griner. I'm very happy for her family. But this was not the greatest thing ever, because you've done you've done a few things with this trade. First, there are other Americans in custody. One of them is a former Marine who didn't even get mentioned in this this trade. Brittany Griner is a basketball star who had marijuana on her. We gave them a guy who was known as the Merchant of Death and who had a movie that Nicolas Cage starred in about his life. He's a very famous arms dealer that Russia's really happy to have back in their clutches now that they're in this war with Ukraine. Yeah. You don't think they wanted him back now for a reason?
This is pretty much the only deal that they would approve.
And they wouldn't take anybody else. And so I actually, as much as I feel sad saying this for Brittany Griner's family, if I were the Biden administration, I probably wouldn't have budged on this, because by giving him back, you've lost all kinds of leverage now. That was the only person they really wanted. That was the thing they wanted. And truly, for someone like Brittany Griner, It should have been strong talking, not a prisoner swap, because it was a ridiculous, you know, one-for-one trade. Also, you've put a price tag on Americans' heads now when they travel around the world, because we've now set precedents again that Americans are valuable to the government and that they will do trading, and that's not great for our adversaries to know. So for a few reasons, I think this is not the greatest thing that could have happened. I mean, again, happy for Brittany Griner, but not
both
for the rest of us.
True, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this trade either, and there are other people. Anyway, we've said what there is to be said, so social media, if you want to comment, social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. We'll have some of your social media comments later on in this half hour as they apply to some of the things that we're talking about here on the Talk Radio Review. So next up here is the situation all around the world in the countries where there's protesting. The Chinese protest, huge. Russians are protesting. The Iranians, however, have done themselves proud in a manner of speaking. I say that facetiously. If you look at the video and the pictures that are coming out of Tehran of people basically just burning cars, stopping traffic, it's mayhem over there. And this is, never mind the woman that they shot and killed, who was wearing the burqa the wrong way. They've started to execute protesters in Iran, which is going to do nothing except further annoy or anger or disrupt. I mean, these people who are running it now are either so out of touch, but that's what happens with despots. That's what happens with people who are authoritarians. They risk everything to maintain control. So you see the same thing happening in China, really. The repressive government there is trying to do whatever it can, but they can't cover it up anymore. And so there is, I think I pointed out, Jay, earlier this week, the Generation Zers are the ones that are really stirring the pot here, right? Look at the pictures of the people in the age group and pictures.
When you think about it, it's not all, like, when you go back decades and decades, it's not always just a generation itself. It's a specific age group. And it's typically the 20-somethings, the early 20-somethings, the late teens, who have that passion, that fire, that drive, that I can change the world. I can still change something. They haven't
When I was that age, and when your father was that age, Jay, and your father, Jennifer, was that age, we did. Oh, that I'm old enough to be your father's? I guess I am, yeah. Anyway.
Go ahead, Dad.
Yeah. Thanks. Anyway. So we had this when the Vietnam War was going on, the protests on college campuses everywhere. Everybody was protesting the war, Nixon, you name it, and they were in some circumstances very, very, very strong protests. There was violence, there were cars that were blown up, but nothing matched what happened on the campus of Kent State University, where the police opened fire on the protesters and killed a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And that really stirred up a hornet's nest. We were lucky to get out of that at that time. And so protesting is super important, and seeing people trying to take this stuff. I mean, I look at, again, the pictures from Tehran of the cars burning in the streets and the traffic. Everybody stopped the traffic. Traffic can't move. People out there shaking their hands. And I don't see how the Ayatollah makes it through this. That form of government, and you know, so you look around. Okay, how does that tie in to what the Ukrainians are doing? A lot of people think the Ukrainian government has been repressive, but now they're defending their brand of democracy because of what's going on with the Russians. That's number nine this week, the war and the continuing push. What was it that about the war in the wintertime? Can you imagine being over there? And you've seen pictures of what it was like. You probably have studied it. Hopefully you have. World War II, when the Germans invaded Russia, they thought they were going to make easy work. You, in the wintertime, try to have a war in Russia and in the northern climes. Yeah, they all froze. Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, speaking of that, Russia's trying to halt the war because it is wintertime, but the Ukrainians say they have no choice but to continue to push against. So the Russians find it inconvenient. It's cold. We don't want to have a war. Can we stop until the spring?
Right. Can we start up again? You want to play by those rules? No.
Oh, my God. No. So the Ukrainians said no, 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 and no. Thought it was interesting that David Letterman interviewed President Zelensky this week. And this is for that Netflix show that Letterman is doing. This week he was named Zelensky, not Letterman, the Time Man of the Year, right?
Yeah.
Everybody agree with that choice? I mean, when you think about it, he has.
I mean, I think there's yes and no. Again, there's a lot of gray area. I think he's done a great job rallying the world and his people, and Ukraine has done much better than anybody thought against Russia. But
yeah.
Ukraine is still, that's one sentence. The new sentence is that Ukraine is still one of the most corrupt places on the planet.
Very. Yeah.
And he has a hand in that, too. So it's a mixed bag, as per usual.
All right. So anyway, if you're interested, I would want to watch this Letterman interview with Zelensky. It airs on Monday, starts streaming on Monday on his Netflix program, David Letterman with Zelensky. All right. 17 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program with our overview of what's going on in the world. According to Talkers Magazine, the world of news talk radio is our focus.
Talk radio.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time to welcome back Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, toploss.com.
Now, everybody's body's different, so everybody, I can't say that over the years it's worked for everybody. Not everything works for everybody. That's why there are so many products out there. But I can tell you that this product has been proven not only safe, but effective for 25 years. I don't know how many other weight loss products out there can say that, but Calitrin can because it's really good for you.
All right, so what's the deal at the moment?
We've got our countdown to Christmas sale up right now. I think that there will be a few different Christmas variation sales coming in the next few weeks. So if you like this one, be sure you jump on it. But this one is the one where when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you get 90 days absolutely free. So that's buy 3 months, get 3 months free. It's like 50% off when you think of it that way. So it's buy three, get three free.
Check it all out. Again, toploss.com.
Top radio countdown.
I was looking into this guy Bout. For those of you, he was called a merchant of death. And what Jennifer has said is, I think, pretty accurate when it comes to what he's all about. He supplied arms to Al-Qaeda, to the Taliban. There are some who think that he was involved in some way, shape, or form or connected to September 11th. So this guy is an even trade for Brittany Griner. There's too much political pressure and right thinking, if you will. Again, this is not about Brittany Griner. It's about what you value as in this circumstance a trade, but what you value in terms of what these people represent. And I think we've made a huge mistake. It won't be the first time, however, though. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now on the Good Day program's overview of what's going on News Talk Radio. We have the opportunity to, during the course of the week, discuss lots of these issues, so we have our own thoughts on them. Jennifer Horn comes in on Friday to add her 2 cents, 3 cents. I don't know. What's your, how much do you think your commentary? A dime. Aha. She's dropping a dime on us. Jay Kirshner taking care of the social media aspects. Again, our address on Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. The charts and the thoughts. So the Brittany Griner thing has quickly become shot to number one, in a manner of speaking, as we are at the end of the week, and this took place at the end of the week. So what are some of our listeners saying about the swap, Jay?
Cheryl Graysick chimes in saying, we traded the biggest arms dealer who targeted American military members for a basketball player who got caught with illegal drugs and left an American Marine to rot in Russia. Great job, Washington. Paul Whelan, sorry, you should have been an athlete versus a Marine.
Yeah, but Whelan is the guy who's the Marine.
And there is something to that, because,
yeah.
I mean, when you have every day someone asking about Brittany Griner, that becomes political pressure, and the Biden administration wants a win right now. You know, it's not easy going for any political party. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it is all who you know.
All right. Now, let's see, who else we got here, Jay?
We've got Greg Donahoe, who says, good for her and her loved ones that she's at home, but it came at a cost. She placed herself in a situation where the U.S. had to cash chips that could have been used to get other Americans home. Her privilege was used on her behalf to jump the line over others equally or more unjustly jailed who have been there for longer.
Yep, I'll ditto on that one, too. I'm with both of these comments so far.
So many Americans travel around thinking that their American privilege follows them into other countries.
Not in Russia, doesn't.
Not, no.
Not in Iran and not in other these other countries.
Nope.
Yeah, forget it.
And all right, Steve Lovely adds, Biden left people in Afghanistan and allowed American soldiers to get killed and left the terrorists in Afghanistan with many American weapons, but we cannot leave this gal in a Russia, we can't leave this gal in Russia for crime she committed.
So I don't refer to her as a criminal. She was in the right, the wrong place at the wrong time.
I believe her that
judgment.
It was an accident. She has, her medicinal marijuana card. She probably either didn't realize it was
but
with
over
her
there,
or
means
such
nothing.
A habit to always have it with her that she didn't even think twice about about bringing it.
Yeah, probably. But it doesn't make this better. All right, let's see here. News stories, local news outlets. What are people saying is important to them? This is always a good question.
Yeah, some local stories that we're seeing that should be up more on a national level. Annette Bleach says water crisis in Arizona and Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Cosmos.
For sure. What do you, hold on a second, Jennifer, what are you feeling? The water situation is the same in Southern California as it is in Arizona, New Mexico, and the whole Southwest is in the same situation that
I'm
they are
sure
always
exactly
in.
I'm not sure exactly the difference, because I know Arizona does have catch basins, so we're a little different. It rains in California, and then we waste it, and then we complain about why we don't have any water. I think Arizona does a better job of capturing it. Maybe for them it was a drier season. I'm not sure. We've had rain, though, in California.
Yeah, you have. Cold.
And so, it's supposed to rain again on Saturday, or excuse me, on Sunday. And so it would be really nice if we actually started catching that. The problem is that there's so many environmental restrictions. They won't look into that. They won't look into desalinization plants. There's a lot of things that we could do, but the environmental lobby just doesn't allow for with our electeds.
All right. So can you change things? Because I'm coming for Christmas. And I want you to give me a Christmas present of warmth, sunshine, lollipop.
No, we want cold. We want rain.
No.
Yes.
No, not for Christmas. Come on.
Yes, for Christmas. Come on.
All I want for Christmas is two good days. How about that? All I want for Christmas are two good days. 28 past the hour. We continue on our talk radio review.
The talk radio.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, former and current employees now say that more than 2 years before a Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart supervisor shot up the store's break room, executives investigated employee workplace complaints against him. Last month, the man killed 6 co-workers and left 4 others injured before fatally shooting himself. 2 lawsuits have been brought against the company by employees who survived the attack. The founder of bankrupt cryptocurrency company FTX is agreeing to testify before House lawmakers next week. Sam Bankman-Fried confirmed that in a series of tweets. He vowed to be helpful and talk about what he can. However, he said he still can't get a hold of much of his own personal or professional data. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay and Jennifer. Jennifer Horn from Carol A in Los Angeles, and also the Good Day program, along with Jay Kirshner. We are dissecting, trisecting, quadrisecting some of the things that are on this. What's the next number? What would be five? Septa. We're septasecting. Right?
Sounds fun. That's all you. I can't get past five.
Right, okay.
Sounds like something that needs like antibiotics.
Yeah. I have septic something.
Septic, yeah. It's septic. There's a problem with the sewer. Okay. So let's go back to the sewer. There are comments from people that I want to underscore. I'm looking at some of these comments that you have gleaned from our social media sites, Jay. Sean Stewart saying that in Florida, Ron DeSantis is going after manufacturers of vaccines. He is an opportunist to a point, but isn't every politician? Mm-hmm. And then that begs the question about vaccines. Mostly we're talking about COVID vaccines, but, you know, any vaccine, the fact that there is stuff in there that we aren't sure, you know, what's in there, and that's causing a lot of people to have doubts that had the shots earlier on.
And I'm one of them. Yeah.
What'd you say, Jen?
And myocarditis, which is one of those things that people have been saying can be coming from the vaccine. Look, even if that's true, just tell us so people can make an informed decision about what mm-hmm. they want to put in their body. Here yep. are the risks. Here are the benefits. Make the argument. Let people decide. The problem was it was so oppressive for such a long time. My mom's been in the hospital all week, and there have been COVID outbreaks in this hospital. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to wear the mask. I couldn't get in there on Monday. I mean,
well,
it was really
isn't it Los Angeles? Isn't there a thing in Los Angeles where they're thinking about bringing back the mask mandate indoors?
Yeah, Even in Los Angeles, that is not going to fly. People are so done because there's not an overwhelming amount of evidence that the masks actually work, especially the ones that people wear, the cloth.
There is. No, that's not true. There's an overwhelming focus on the In fact, they don't work.
Right.
Unless you're wearing one of those 90 N95s. There's the stuff, those molecules, those, the stuff that, that is being transmitted from person to person, the stuff that you can't see, you can't feel, you can't taste, but is there, and it gets through most of the, so it's all theater. It's like the TSA. It's just, all it is you know, excuse me, I saw this recommendation that Los Angeles County was thinking about making masking mandatory again indoors, and I thought to myself, the public isn't, even in, as you just said, even in Los Angeles,
yep,
they're not going to go for that.
I think it's
going
to be an uphill battle, and they're going to put it hard on the businesses to try to have to do this, and that's not fair. You don't want businesses to create problems for themselves with people who are angry and ticked off during the holiday season, and then you're yelling at them to wear a mask. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Exactly. Well, think of the employees. Consumers, you, if you do put the mask on to go in, you're only in wherever for a period of time. The employees, they have to keep those masks on for long periods of time. And a lot of people always bring back, well, surgeons wear masks. Okay, but they're not in surgery all day long. And if they are, they typically, don't they get some semblance of a break when it's those like, really, really long surgeries?
Let me check with Chicago Med. I'll get back to you. All right. While we're in California, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted this week, you're laughing already, to approve a policy that would allow police to use robots capable of using lethal force in extraordinary circumstances. Only in San Francisco would this,
Well, I laughed at it because I just immediately thought of, like, the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner cartoons where they had the Acme Dynamite stick. And, you know, I thought, this doesn't ever work out while I've watched those cartoons. And so we kind of laughed about it on the program. But yet I was thinking, wow, the Board of Supervisors actually wants to protect the lives of police officers using these robots in life-threatening situations. Well, of course, they reneged on it and now said, no, that they can't have the robots.
Somebody finally watched Will Smith's iRobot and was like, maybe not.
I know. I think what's really funny out of San Francisco, though, did you hear about the war of words between the mayor, London Breed, and Elon Musk?
No, but it's got to be good. What is it?
Oh, this is good. So Elon Musk, you know, had a lot of employees leave. And so he's got a lot of employees who stuck it out and who are working these long hours to make up for all the people that left. So I guess he converted some of the meeting rooms inside their Twitter headquarters into nap pods so that his employees can go in and take a nap. Seems reasonable. Well, someone called 311 and reported this, and 311 showed up, and they're now investigating Twitter for turning their commercial building into a residential suite. And they want to charge him because they're saying people are, that the building wasn't set up to have people sleeping there. Well, I can tell you that employees take naps in businesses all the time. This is just another reason to go after Elon Musk. So he goes on Twitter, and he said maybe the city of San Francisco and London Breed ought to look at some of the other problems, like, oh, I don't know, the people overdosing on fentanyl and this 10-month-old baby who accidentally ingested it in a park, and leave me alone for letting my employees nap if they've been at work too long. It just seems ridiculous that now we're even legislating people who nap at work, right?
Yeah, there you go. All right, here's one of our listeners who focused on Hunter Biden's laptop. This seems to be getting heavier and heavier and heavier. Number four this week is the focus on the Hunter Biden case. I'm not sure there's anything new. It's the same stuff that hasn't been adjudicated.
And about how the stories were suppressed on social media.
On Twitter.
So, the reason it's back again is that he's been investigating what happened at Twitter. Because 33% of the country said if they had heard about Hunter Biden's laptop story, it may have made a difference in how they voted in the 2020 election. So this is a big piece of information that was tamped down. And what was revealed is that the FBI and government agencies were going every single week to the social media partners, including Twitter, and telling them that Russian disinformation was coming. Even when they had Hunter Biden's laptop in their possession, they knew what was on it. They knew it was real. They had it in their clutches, and they were still going out saying that it was Russian disinformation. And so that made Twitter and other social media companies shut it down. So the twist, do you know who James Baker is?
Yeah, he was a senator from Tennessee.
So James Baker is a legal counsel for the FBI, former. Apparently, Twitter was instead of just publishing everything they found as part of what led to the tamping down of this information, they were running it through their legal team first and then giving it to journalists to publish. And so somebody asked a question about who this legal counsel was that was signing everything, Jim. Well, Jim is James Baker. So Twitter's legal counsel was actually the same guy who was the legal counsel for the FBI.
Yeah, great.
Conflict of interest much? So he got fired this week by Elon Musk.
It's just, there's such a can of worms here, and these people are feeding, they're eating their young, they're feeding at the same trough. I thought it was very interesting, and maybe as we are doing this program late in the week for airing over the weekend, the fact that Arizona Senator Sinema is going to leave the Democratic Party and become an independent. She won't caucus with the Republicans. She's going to be on her own. I wonder what Joe Manchin is thinking. And if he were to do the same thing, that takes care of the Democrats. Would they still have 50?
Well, now it's 50. It's kind of a 50. It would be
50, 49, 1.
It would be 50. 49-1, yeah.
Yeah, but she's been voting with the Republicans more than the Democrats anyway, right?
Only on financial stuff. She's very socially liberal.
Yeah.
I applaud her, actually, because she's kind of carved out the best of what both parties should be, and that is Republicans being fiscally conservative, Democrats being, more socially, however the stereotypes are, right? And so by putting herself together in this way, I don't know, I kind of applaud her. She has been independent-minded. You can't count on her for every single important vote, but certainly for the fiscal one, she's been pretty steadfast in that
community. The more I read about her, the more she is me. The way that she approaches the issues, her feelings about them in terms of being fiscally conservative, which is the real meaning of the term conservative. It has to do not with the political reality we call this talker a conservative and that talker. No, right is conservative doesn't apply unless you apply it to things that you're actually saving. And in terms of the fiscal responsibility, that seems to be completely lacking among most people who are in the House and the Senate, and certainly the people at the White House have no sense of fiscal responsibility at all. So she's almost a cry in the wilderness. But I think she has. So what does she gain? What is her future? In Arizona, she may have a bright future.
I think the reason she's doing that is because I believe she's up for re-election in 2 more years. So I think that she is going to probably volley around trying to catch the mode of Arizona, which tends to be pretty much that, fiscally conservative. Yeah. So I think that's probably what she's doing to set herself up instead of having Democrats think on her, I think, when she runs in 2 years.
Yeah. All right, the Supreme Court and the election, I should have discussed this when we were talking about elections, the situation with the election law. This sounds like a job for Superman or Stephen J.J. Wiseman, but I wondered if you touched on this week in your program, Jennifer.
About election laws?
Yeah, well, the North Carolina case specifically, which before
about the
Supreme Court, right now, the way they cut up and carve up, and this is something that's a problem, certainly not just in North Carolina, it's a problem everywhere. In my own district here in Massachusetts, my local state rep sat on the committee to make sure that he cut out a district for himself that he knew he would win.
Right.
And
we
didn't
spend
kind of
much
stuff.
Time talking about it because it didn't really go anywhere. We just mentioned that it was there, but the Supreme Court's not going to pick this one up. I don't think they're going to make any big rulings that are going to have people pulling their hair out. Gerrymandering, though, is a problem, right? It depends on who's in control of the state. If it's Republicans or Democrat, good luck. The way that California does, I can't believe we actually say we do something right when we redraw districts, is we have an independent committee, and say what you will for that. But it's supposed to be like 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans, 3 independents to try to let them, and they're not in government, redrawing districts compared to population. And that seems to be a more fair way than all the stuff that happens in the state houses. The problem is most people don't understand the rules because they're individual for each state. It's not one set of rules for everybody.
January 6th is number 6 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. I noticed Liz Cheney was back out in front, your fave. You always say that about me, my fave. I put her in the same category, frankly, as Sinema. I think that she has done a lot of independent. I know.
I don't.
There's nothing
what a surprise.
About her,
right, Jay?
So she does it.
Where's the shocker?
Like
yeah.
She's still a Republican. It's just she, instead of
she's a rhino.
Right.
Republican in name only. The Republicans.
No, I don't know. I think when it comes to what she did with the January 6th committee, there's a way to stand up. The reason that that most Republicans feel so strongly about not being involved in this is because the leadership in the House, Nancy Pelosi, would not let Republican representation be appointed to this panel in the ways that is known to be the rules in the House. Like, they're supposed to allow the minority party to pick who sits on the table, basically, at the dais. And unfortunately, she wouldn't let that happen. And so the people who crossed that line to sit on that panel anyway lost their political standing, and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger were the two who did that.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, I thought it was, I still think, I bully for her for speaking up as much as anything else. All right, Jennifer and Jay and Doug are here at the ready and on your side at 48 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with the story list, the top 10 from this week from Talkers Magazine. You can find these every week on talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. At number 9, the Iranians and their execution of protesters. Yeah, right. Russia and the Ukraine war and the freedom for Brittany Griner. That's number 9. China, number 8. The Respect for Marriage Act getting through the House, number 7. The continuing focus on January 6th is 6th this week on the countdown list. At number 5, what's going on in the economy? How's the value? What's the value of your dollar this week? What was it last week? What was it last month? What was it last year? Number 4, the Hunter Biden case and social media working on him. The Supreme Court and what it's hearing this week, number 3. Trump is 2, and the Georgia runoff elections, believe it or not, they are all the political stuff. Number 1 this week from Talkers.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here with a report on all these names. At number 10, Brittany Griner. I suppose a subset, sort of 10A, is Kirstie Alley as well. Putin is number 9. Xi Jinping is number 8. Hunter Biden is number 7. Elon Musk is in the sixth position. Kevin McCarthy, number five. He's being challenged by some right-wing lunatic. Well, the Republicans have got their problems, that's for sure. Carrie Lake, speaking of that, for number four is Carrie Lake. Number three is Donald Trump. Herschel Walker is number two with Raphael Warnock. And Joe Biden, the president, all the activities. His wife says she's thinking, or he's thinking, about running again. They're ready. They're gearing up for another campaign. All right. So anyway, that's the people list. Again, you can find these lists every week, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio. Well, this isn't really the Countdown Show, but it is the precursor to the Countdown Show. I kind of figure, I feel like it's a two-for-one. You got our the winners here on the Talk Radio Roundup, the review with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, which is the companion piece to the Countdown with Michael Harrison. So let's talk about this. I love to have Jennifer and her input. Number one this week, the Georgia runoff election and the new congressional leadership. So my way of reading this, and then I want like both of you to kind of bounce off of this, there were a lot of Republicans who turned out to vote. Apparently, though, if you believe the after polls, many of them didn't vote for Republicans. That seems to be the case more notably in Georgia than any place else because of the quote-unquote disappointing candidacy of this of Herschel Walker, who it turns out didn't even live. I mean, this was an embarrassment. The Republicans should have seen this coming. They should have done their research.
I just think they should have gotten him a little more media trained early on. But he ended up being, yeah. I think, he ended up sharpening up pretty quickly. Unfortunately,
Jennifer,
towards the end of the cycle,
he was a terrible candidate.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. From the beginning, I liked the fact that he had the name. He was well known. That unfortunately is how a lot of people voted. What I was disappointed with is that early on he didn't have a great handle of the issues at all, and it was bad. But
he sounds like a dope.
Someone got a hold of him during the debate that he had with Raphael Warnock, and I think he actually started to get better and get a handle on the issues. Really, yeah. I don't buy the argument that it's about candidates. If it were, then we'd have Senator Dr. Oz instead of Senator John Fetterman, because clearly if it's about quality of candidates, then that's where we would go. This is, unfortunately, our elections are about machines. And the Democrats have figured out how to use new COVID voting rules to benefit themselves. They've been doing it in California
for a long
time.
Well, they both do. The Republicans do. In fairness, the Republicans do the same thing.
No, here's what I'm talking about, though. What I'm talking about is very much part of the machine, and that is getting early votes in. That's a key. Democrats do that. Republicans don't. Republicans want to vote the day of. They've been socially conditioned to want to go the day of. I know this. Because I feel that way. I always want to go in person, and I want to go on the day of election day, right?
Absolutely. You hear the same thing echoed here all the time.
This is the big problem now. We're going to have to, if Republicans want to be competitive, they're going to have to start really pushing the early voting. Because what happens is Democrats are able to track how many votes they have in the lead up, just watching returns come in early, and they know what they need on election day. Republicans just hope and pray that people who say they're going to go vote on election day actually turn out. And you can have people get sick or car accidents or family things,
look at the COVID stuff where you have to stay quarantined. You wouldn't be able to go.
And so,
it wasn't like it was a landslide result. It was a very close call.
Yeah, it was.
This is really about the machinery of turning around the party. And that's why people are putting the pressure on Ronna McDaniel to go away and bring someone else in who has a better handling of the new playing field that we're all on.
Mike Lindell wants to be the... Doesn't Mike Lindell wants to run the
Mike
Republican?
Mike Lindell wants to, but Harmy Dillon is obviously the more serious candidate
in
California.
Who is the, I don't know anything about him.
She's great. She's a constitutional attorney, and she's been very involved in a lot of key lawsuits that you've heard about that have gone all the way up to the Supreme Court over the years. She's been involved in a lot of lawsuits in Arizona after the 2020 election. She's been with Carrie Lake about the voting problems in election facilities in Maricopa County. And so she's been a member of the RNC in California. She's been the liaison between California and the RNC nationally for years. So she knows how it works on the inside, but she also doesn't discount the grassroots. And a lot of times, swamp Republicans discount the grassroots, and those are the people that are energized enough to actually make change. So if you could have someone that embraces the best of both kind of the establishment and the grassroots, I think you're in a good spot.
See, but I think that you are more to the right than many Republicans. Like, I consider myself until a few years ago a Republican, but according to the people that are in the party like you, I was a Republican in name only because I would vote across party lines, whereas staunch Democrats, staunch Republicans just vote for the D or vote for the other, don't even think about who it is that's the candidate.
It necessarily matters about where you are on the spectrum. I think we're talking about establishment versus kind of outsider.
The establishment
candidates.
Of both parties.
And I'm very much for outsider candidates.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. They both have a stranglehold on the election process and don't leave room for any other candidates or any other parties. And that's really not the American way. I don't think it is. All right, ladies, thank you, Jay, Jennifer, Doug. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.